Happy Valentine's Day, Blitzy.
Hello, lovely listeners.
Hello.
Welcome to another episode of Not Just Tentacles, where I, Rachel, attempt to demystify anime and animation.
And I, Ruth, stay mystified about the anime, because, well, there's some strange concepts in there. But I love my animation.
Right, this is a very special episode because not only is it Hell of a Boss related to cover the great hiatus until the next one, but it's been brought to our attention that we have never actually done a Stolitz episode, despite Stolitz playing such a huge part in the series generally.
Plus, it's Valentine's Day.
Yeah, and what better than to talk about our favourite imp and our favourite owl?
Because it is a relationship, it's not exploitation or anything like that. It's just two fucked up beings of hell in love.
Yep, queer dads just figuring things out for themselves.
Yeah.
So just before we go into it, Stolitz is the name that the fandom just decided upon for them.
But that wasn't the first name for it, was it?
It was originally Blowless, which is horrible. It sounds like a fish or something.
No, I just hear it as Blowlass, as in to give a lady oral sex.
Or blow ass. Either way, it doesn't sound particularly great. But Stolitz was decided upon because not only is it a... Is it a portmanteau? Is that the word?
Yes.
Not only is it a portmanteau of their names,
but
it also sounds like stole it, which of course was going with the idea that Blitz stole the grimoire, which may or may not be true. So we need to kind of discover that in time. So, okay.
No, we don't.
So what were
Seriously, we don't.
What were your first impressions of Stolitz as seen in the pilot?
As seen in the pilot?
Yeah.
Okay. So it seemed to be very contractual because Stolitz was more like, hello, come up to my lab and see what's on the slab.
Yeah, when he was voiced by Brock Baker.
Yeah, and he was like, Blitzy, do you want me to, yes, give you money sort of thing.
And he got very, very heated and really quite scary talking about
like
the
things.
Yeah,
he was talking dirty. And
he wanted to do to him, yeah.
And I thought, oh no. No, I just felt sorry for Blitz.
I know. He looked scared and he even asked some Luna to eat the phone after sticking it in the liquidizer. So I wasn't particularly happy with the way that they were portrayed in the pilot. And I did feel it came across as being like a predatory queer stereotype. I mean, now I know a little bit more about Brandon Rogers and his sense of humour. I realise it was just basically like a cartoon version of one of his sketches, but I didn't know that. So taken out of context, it just to my mind did seem like a slightly homophobic stereotype, and it did put me off wanting to watch
more of it. And then when you're like,
it.
Hang on, but this is by queer people.
I know. So I was like, what's going on there? But we then have Murder Family, which is the first proper episode of the series.
Yeah.
And this is when he is recast to be Bryce Pinkham. You weren't that keen on Bryce at first, were you?
Yeah, I admit, I preferred the old voice at first, because again, this guy seemed to be like a queer stereotype, sort of like a floaty owl in a floral shirt sort of thing.
Like, I see what you mean, because people originally objected to Stolitz because they thought in the pilot that he came across as being a bi stereotype, that he was cheating on his wife, because of course Blitz lands on top of her going, sorry, I fucked your husband. So they were like, oh, that's a negative bi stereotype of the cheating husband. While some people, I guess, now would say this is a clearly gay man that's married, but then of course that did turn out to be the case.
Okay, why is it all right for a gay guy to cheat on his wife, but not a bi guy? Eh?
I don't know.
I am waving my bi flag. Actually, I don't know whether I'm bi or pan. Yeah.
Well, either way, he shouldn't have been forced into this marriage in the first place. And this is what made people really dislike Stolitz for a while and see it as being sort of like, because people even said that it was like a second Valentino in Angel, which is just not the case. Because even this early on, I never got the impression that Stolitz was extorting sex from Blitz.
No.
Why did I say Blitz? Oh, damn it. Because Even here, when he's going a passionate night of fornication, the way he sees it, they had sex the once.
And he's excited about it. He wants it.
Yeah, and also he thinks that Blitz enjoyed it because, as we learn, well, even as implied in the pilot, he stayed all night. He didn't just take the book and run off. He stayed all night, so that he thinks they both had a good time and that this is something they would want to do more often. And Blitz doesn't say no. So if at any point during this conversation, Blitz had turned around and said, actually, I'm not happy with doing that, then Stolas would almost have certainly have done something else.
Yeah, I suppose, but you expect a straight answer from Blitz?
Well, really? Exactly. And admittedly, he did have other stuff on his mind, seeing as he was being chased by a crazy cannibal serial killer. But either way,
things happen.
Blitz could have rung up.
Multitasking is a thing.
At a later date and gone, you know what, Stolas, I've had a good think and I've changed my mind. I don't want to have sex with you once a month.
That is shit dialogue.
But he didn't. And I'm not doing a Blitz voice today because I've got a cold. Because
sorry, I fucked your husband.
But either way, he didn't do that, which to my mind suggests that he was comfortable with the arrangement, that he didn't see it as putting him out in any way. I mean, there is the bit at the end of the episode where he's crying, so but some people have been like, oh, that's because he had to shoot a mother and it reminds him of his mum and so forth. But you could just as easily say it's because he's already caught feelings for Stolas and he's upset that he's been reduced to a booty call. But we will see later on.
Well, yeah, for example, how would you feel in that scenario?
If it was
just just imagine that I'm an owl that sounds a little bit like Marilyn Monroe and you're an imp that sounds a little bit like Groucho Marx.
It's a big task, a big ask, but yeah,
you've
I'll imagine
got a big
that.
Ask.
Yes, if I had feelings for Stolas, if I'd already caught them, and then if he suddenly turned around and went, you know what, let's fuck once a month and you can have the book, then yeah, I would be disappointed and put out. Because you do get the impression that he has had sexual partners just, well, use him like this before. But obviously we will get onto that in a moment when we're discussing that particular person. So anyway, next we have Lululand. And this was the really eye-opening episode because until then, you just thought that Stolas was just this random dude that was going to turn up and go, hey, Blitzy, you've got a big dick. I mean, admittedly, he does do that. But, you know, that he would just be...
That was actually surprisingly reminiscent of your mum.
No, you do not compare my mum to Stolas.
Okay.
But we found out that Stolas is actually a multi-layered character. He loves his daughter and...
Oh, we got to love Veer. She's so cute.
I know.
With her little, like, shaggy hair and a little beanie.
And we also... I'm sorry, but if you didn't see that Stella was a domestic abuser from her first appearance, then you are dense.
Rachel.
Yeah.
You've already done an episode about
this. I know.
Move on.
No, but either way.
Rachel, let it go. Be like Elsa.
Okay. So we see him interacting with Blitz. The only thing he does wrong in this episode, as far as I'm concerned, is kind of try and play out his fantasies in front of Veer, because that's not cool, really. Woo. No, nobody wants to see their dad flirting with somebody and wanting to be tied up and rescued and having that whole kind of knight and the lady fantasy that he's obviously got going on. And this also introduces a theme which happens more and more often. And
Knight and the Lady. What's the thing?
Yes. But anyway, this is introduced.
I thought it was Lady and the Dragon.
Introduces a problem that is clearly at the forefront of Blitz's mind. Stolas doesn't really see imps as being his equals. I mean, I know in the hierarchy of hell they are not, but the way that he speaks to Moxie and Millie, like he can barely remember their names, later on he went...
Oh, come on, that's like me with other people's kids.
But you know what I mean? He just sees them as the staff. And in Harvest Moon Festival, again, he speaks to them in a really condescending manner. And later on in Seeing Stars, he's basically using the butler as a squeeze toy while he's on the phone to Stella. So he sees imps as lesser. And even though he's in love with Blitz, Blitz seems to think that he fetishizes him and sees him. Well, he even says he wants a rugged peasant to raw dog him into his mattress. So he just said it was easy.
Sorry, what is raw dogging?
Raw dogging is sex without condoms.
Oh, we used to call that barebacking.
Well, I can only assume that this is the American equivalent.
Well, the original was American.
So Blitz seems to think that he's just getting off on the whole idea of, oh, I've got a working class lover, and this is when it's at its most obvious. But also in this...
For me, it's not racism, speciesism, whatever. For me, the big thing is the classism.
I don't know, because it seems to vary from case to case. Like, Obviously, Fizz and Ozzy dating is a big taboo, but I think that's more to do with the fact that Ozzy is the king of lust. So the idea of him being in a committed relationship is presumably taboo. So they don't mind him and Fizz just having sex as kind of like random situationship, but the idea of them actually being in love and virtually married is probably what people are objecting to.
Yeah, it would be like your ultimate Hollywood player, getting it on and with somebody who you actually thought was almost like a nun or a monk, whichever.
So, well, not that Fizz is. Fizz does have quite a bawdy image, but it would just be weird. He's basically Ozzy's jester, isn't he? So he has the jester role of being able to insult everybody. But either way, people don't see them.
No, we don't have jesters. It's more of a, he's a stand-up comedian.
And he also belongs to Mammon, so there would be the whole kind of contention of the whole the sins having to fight over. But anyway, that's getting on to Fizz and Ozzy, which obviously is not what we're talking about.
We're not interested in that.
Yeah, but just before we move on to talking about another episode, everybody assumed that Blitz hated Stolas, but if you listen to what he's saying in this episode, one, Stolas is doing what I consider to be perfectly normal flirting, telling him how hot he looks when he's on the job and so on. Blitz is yelling.
I mean, I would do that to you.
Exactly.
All the time.
And he is hot when he's in bodyguard mode, but he's kind of yelling, I don't want to have sex with you, when he never mentioned it. He's going around proclaiming to Moxie and even the mascot of the park that Stolas just wants to do him everywhere. And that is not what he's saying at all. So the only person that's bringing sex up is Blitz. So to my mind, he's the one that's got sex on the brain.
You guys got
seeing
more
it
projection
everywhere.
Going on than Cineworld.
Exactly. So the only thing they do wrong is doing this in front of Via. And to be honest, if he just saw Blitz as being this random guy that he just used for sex, why would he introduce her him to his kid? So yeah, he clearly thinks the relationship is more special
than
that.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't just do it. Hi, yeah, this is my booty call.
You
her,
wouldn't,
darling.
Exactly.
This is my daughter.
And Blitz is surprisingly nice to Fia considering what he's normally like. So, okay. So Stolas disappears for a couple of episodes, but I will mention that in Spring Broken is when we're introduced to Verossica, who is Blitz's ex-girlfriend, and this caused a lot of fans to go, oh, that proves it, he's obviously just gay for pay or gay for the grimoire. Understanding the concept of pansexuality, it's like he dates men, women, anybody he fancies,
and he holds a girl.
Exactly. And it, looking at the way that she treats him, because she's quite racist, and later on she seems to have been very into the sexual side of the relationship and not thinking he was as good at it, you think, is this where he's got the idea that people only want him for sex and that people will just see him as just an imp?
Now, so, can we ask, Verossica and Blitz's relationship?
Yeah.
Do we think that they were together before she was famous or after?
I get the impression it was before, because Luna is a massive fan, so you'd think she would know pretty much everything about her idol. So if that was the case, she would know that she dated her dad, right?
Yeah.
And
I mean, how did you feel after a member of your family your mum dated Phil Collins?
Shush! Don't talk about that. That song follows me around. Anyway, but anyway, enough of that. Because surely that would have been massive news if some celebrity's random skanky boyfriend had robbed her, stolen her car, etc. That would have been everywhere. You know what tabloid gossip is like. So this is almost certainly before she was famous. I mean, he could have easily been her bodyguard while she was like an up-and-coming singer, but definitely not before she became famous in both worlds. So definitely not.
Okay.
So, okay, now we are going on to the next episode in which Stolas appears, which is Harvest Moon Festival. And this was quite an eye-opener, because we were given from the impression by the way Blitz acts that he would just do Stolas and just disappear, but he's actually lying in bed talking to him. I mean, admittedly he's moaning about the fact that Stolas needs the grimoire early, but they do just look like a couple in bed talking about who's going to be using the car. So it's very domestic, and they've also been doing S&M, which implies a certain level of trust.
Oh god, yeah.
And Stolas was making some very satisfied noises at the beginning of the episode, so they have kinky sex, they obviously enjoy it. I mean, okay, Blitz isn't too happy about the feather that gets stuck in his throat, but nonetheless, I guess that's part and parcel of having sex with an owl. And
that's one of the sentences I did not think I would hear.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. But either way, he is quite happy to be invited to the Harvest Moon Festival once he's like, it's not going to be a fuck fest. But again, I don't think he cares. And Stolas does seem to think it's a date. And okay, I admit he doesn't behave, Stolas doesn't behave particularly well at the Harvest Moon Festival, because as well as the aforementioned racism, he is also kind of going, basically going, oh, look at my hot, sexy piece of ass over there. Even though, of course, everybody knows that he's married.
But
if he is kind of going, this is my new boyfriend, everybody, then I suppose why not? But this is the episode where it became clear that despite all his protests, Blitz is way more into Stolas than you would think. Because he was getting all awkward when he was talking to Stryker. And people were like, oh, that's because he's hitting on Stryker. But we see him flirting in other occasions, and that is not how he flirts. He is a confident and skilled flirt. If you listen to what he's actually saying, he is denying to Stryker the fact that he and Stolas have a relationship based on anything other than sex.
Yeah.
And Millie was also calling Stolas his boyfriend as well, and he kind of tells her to shut up. So, and that, coupled with the fact that he didn't let Stryker kill Stolas when he had the chance, because this would have solved all their problems. They could have just nicked the book and that would be it. It would be fine. So if he really thought that Stolas was this pervy aristocrat that was exploiting him in his company, then he would have been like, yeah, you know what, kill the rich and gone with Stryker. But he didn't. So there is definitely more there. And he looks visibly upset when Stryker disappears, because he's thinking, oh God, he's out there and he could hurt my man. So
I get that.
I mean, when did you start thinking that Blitz had feelings for Stolas?
Can't remember. It's been a while, to be honest. There were certain things, like the whole "Let's go get our daughters." That was amazing.
That was seeing stars. Yeah, that was great.
Seeing stars. Yeah. That's the thing. I don't remember names of episodes because I have a life.
Fair enough. Right, True Seekers is the next episode after that, which is...
That's the one with the Mulder and Scully types.
Yes, that's right. The stupid Mulder and Scully, who are also quite hot, but let's not go into that. Well, she is anyway, not him so much. So
I tap both of them.
But we have the episode where they have the truth serum and you see into Blitz's psyche, and it's very revealing.
Oh God, it is.
Yeah. So you have people, especially since Has-Been came out, and you had the whole business of Husk being chained to Alistair and Angel being chained to Val, going, oh, it's an abusive relationship. But if you watch it carefully, Blitz runs up the stairs to Stolas, and he crawls up the stairs to Stolas. His clothes change. The broken heart on his head gets mended. Mm. He willingly goes onto his lap and is blushing, and he wants him. It's clear he wants him. And when he tells everybody else to shut the fuck up, he's looking at them, not Stolas. And by the way, Stolas looks gorgeous in this scene. Yeah. It's like the best he ever looks. So it's him literally putting Stolas on a pedestal, thinking that he's the most beautiful person he's ever seen. And then, of course, when real life Stolas comes to rescue him, okay, he gives him a good telling off for putting everybody in danger, but then he clasps his face and then they have the epic snog. I mean, okay, it's a bit but it is clear that they don't just fuck, that they have kissed before, they will kiss before, and there's more feelings there. Because if you see the stills of this scene, once Moxie and Millie have and Luna have both gone back into headquarters, Blitz is openly gazing at him, smiling at him, stroking his face. It could not be more obvious that he is into him, and that the protests are all just him being a tsundere, just doing the whole kind of, ooh, I don't really like him, because he feels he's got to. He doesn't want to admit
that he doesn't want to catch the feels.
Exactly. Yeah. Right, so Aussies. So Aussies was the, at the time, the season one finale where it's, Stolas ends up going on a fake date, which Blitz himself forgets is a fake date.
Yeah.
So when everything goes to pot and Fizz and Ozzy kind of start humiliating them.
It's Blitz in the driving seat of the relationship. Previously, he's been all Stolas calls, Blitz responds. This is the other way around. That's a seismic shift in their dynamic.
Yeah, true. And it's just Stolas looking so utterly smitten when he thinks that Blitz is asking him on a date and he turns up wearing his best clothes and he's all giddy.
He looks like Prince Charming, but as an owl.
Yeah, he just looks so beautiful. Yeah. And Blitz is all like, ugh. That's overkill, don't you think? And you're like, oh, fuck off. But and poor Stolas is trying so hard, trying to kind of asking about his day, just wanting to start a conversation. At this point, Blitz is too busy staring through the binoculars at Moxie and Millie. And it's like, you dickhead. But when push comes to shove, when you have Fizz and Ozzy making fun of Stolas or sort of saying he threw everything away for lust, Blitz is so upset because we know that the reason why Stolas is hiding behind his menu is because they brought up Veer, and this is making him worry about Veer and what his shenanigans have been doing to her. But as far as Blitz is concerned, this is Stolas pushing him away and kind of confirming, yes, I do only use him for sex. This is just a lust-based relationship and I don't care. And it doesn't help that Millie basically proclaims her love for Moxie by kind of whacking Fizz over the head with the, is it a guitar or a ukulele?
Yeah.
Well, whatever it is, she is basically saying, that's my man and you don't insult him.
I love Millie.
And I know. So, and their argument, which they're both thoroughly understanding. So Blitz is hurt because he wants there to be more, and he just feels at this point that Stolas does just see him as his bit of rough, his bit of trade, etc. And Stolas reads that as him saying, our relationship has only ever been transactional, which leads us to the circus, which is the big revelatory episode about them, about how they met and about him.
So cute.
His and Stella's. Yeah.
Baby Stolas. See, I want to, like, I would love a little picture of baby Stolas.
Or little plushies of Blitz and Stolas. They are just adorable. And some people complain.
I didn't realise that they were the same age. I always got the impression there was an age gap.
Exactly. People often thought, because Stolas is actually immortal unless somebody kills him with angelic weapons, which of course brings in the whole angst. He is immortal, Blitz is not. So he will, unless somebody murders him, he will outlive Blitz by some way, which is really
it's
sad.
The old Doctor Who story.
But either way, yeah, I always assumed that, I don't know, Blitz was my age and Stolas was perhaps like a decade or so older, or even just the whole kind of, well, immortal and mortal like Ozzy and Fizz, because Ozzy is like as old as time, presumably. But it was really cute seeing them as kids, because some people did go, oh, that's a bit fanficky, but it's just romance tropes. It was nice seeing a gay kid get a crush on another little boy his age. I really liked that, and seeing how
they... Because face it, we've all been there.
Yeah, seeing how they like each other as children. Blitz might have originally been there to steal the loot for his dad, but...
Oh, isn't Blitzo's dad a bastard?
He so is. And that's something that they both see, that despite the massive class difference, both their dads are scoundrels that use their kids. I mean, come on, poor Stolas finds out early on in the episode, so he's only like 10, 11, that they're expecting him to marry some horrible girl that he's never met. And it's just really, really fucked up, all of it. But seeing them be friendly with each other to bond while they're having...
It's just that there's comfort in that tough time.
Yeah, not only that, he is the very first person that Blitz ever says that he wants to work for him. So I hope this is foreshadowing that one of these days Stolas will come to work for IMP. And this also, of course, leads us to Stella and just confirming what we always knew, that she was an abusive bitch, that it wasn't to do with the affair, that she had treated him like this throughout the marriage. And what I was saying earlier about Stolas being immortal, this makes it so much worse, because imagine being married to someone like Stella for all eternity.
Oh, God.
I know. So, personally...
I thought Prince William had it bad.
Personally, I think he's entitled to go off and have flings with random men because it is clear he likes men. I mean, he spends the not-to-force party staring at this gay couple who are dancing around in the background. So, yeah. That is what he wants. It's clearly always been what he wants. And some people said that they thought that the sex scene was a bit rapey, but...
No.
I don't get that. I mean, okay, he's a bit drunk, but he's still able to consent and he's still thoroughly enjoying what Blitz is doing once he gets going. So that's just basically somebody who is repressed suddenly reacting to his first...
Getting the good stuff.
Yeah, his first gay experience. Yeah. And as it says, the morning after real fast. So Blitz stayed all night. So there was clearly something he enjoyed. He didn't just... Because we know from X's and O's that if Blitz has shit sex, he gets out of there. He takes what he wants and goes.
Don't we all?
But in this case, he stayed. And okay, maybe he shouldn't have done the whole sorry I fucked your husband thing. But who knows what he might have, I don't know, worked out about Stella.
But also, people like Blitz, rather than say anything romantic, catch feelings, they shield themselves in their sarcasm and their negativity.
But also that really endears him to Stolas even further because obviously Stella has been making his life a misery for decades. And basically this little guy who he's had the best night of his life with just turns around and says to his abuser, fuck you, I did him. So, yes. And that's why he's so happy and rips off the not divorced sign. It's like, yay! So of course, we get to the present day where poor Stolas is obviously out of his mind drunk because we know he's an alcoholic. He does this when he can't cope with things. Yeah, he's been sick everywhere. And he's looking over his photos. And from what Blitz says, he takes that to mean that their relationship has always been one-sided and Blitz doesn't love him. I mean, we know that's not true, but he doesn't. And that's when he starts singing... Stolas sings and first getting the idea of getting him in Asmodean Crystal, which of course sets up the conflict for season two. And next, after that, we have Seeing Stars.
Oh, yes.
Yes. So this was a great episode.
This is the one where they go into our dimension.
Yeah, I know. And you see how their relationship would work if they were on a more even level because... Nobody knows who they are. If anything, in LA, they assume that Blitz is a celebrity and that Stolas is just like his agent, that he's his underling. So the dynamic has changed.
I have to say, I find human Stolas cute.
He really is, yeah, in a sort of nerdy cat daddy type way.
Yes.
I mean, okay, he's got the wrong number of fingers, but he does. And
well, it could be the right number of fingers.
Oh, bollocks.
What have you done?
I've missed out. I've stupidly missed out. I guess it's because it's only recently been added to the lineup.
Apologies for the brain fog, folks.
Yeah. Oh, fucking hell. What's it called again? I missed out Queen Bee because, of course, Queen Bee only came out recently. So people assumed that while Stolas was busy... being drunk, crying, etc., that Blitz was having a fantastic time getting laid, getting drunk. That is not what he's doing. Oh. He is obviously losing himself in sex and alcohol to the extent that Beelzebub, who maybe point out is the sin of gluttony, is concerned. She realises he's hurting himself and she tells Luna to take him home. So this is evidence that he was not coping well with what had happened.
Poor Blitz.
Exactly. And when he's at home on the sofa crying, he mentions the people that he loves. And the last one he mentions is Stolas. And that's the very first time in an episode where Stolas does not appear that he's actually mentioned. And this theme continues throughout season two.
And we're like, oh, he caught the feels.
Yeah, he definitely caught the feels. Anyway, back to Seeing Stars. Sorry about that. That's just my mind being all. So
B12, everybody.
Yeah, it's not pretty. You don't want it. So some people said that they found the bit with the panic attack offensive. One, it wasn't really a proper panic attack. It was Blitz having an episode. And two, This is the first time either of them have seen each other this vulnerable, because Blitz reacted to Stolas being upset about Via sending Luna to look for her, and now he's seeing that Blitz isn't always this cocky, confident guy that has all the answers. And he brings up how good Blitz is in bed, because that is when he's most familiar with him, and when he sees him, he's most assured when he is, "Hi, I'm Blitz."
Yeah, okay. Wow, I think I'm the Stolas in this relationship.
Although, I forgot to mention, God, this is all over the place, I do apologise.
No, you're fine.
I
apologise for nothing.
What everybody sees is Stolas' over-the-top sexy talk. It's just basically him recreating what Blitz was like their first time together. So this is basically a guy that's effectively a virgin to queer stuff, just doing,
enjoying discovering his new world,
yeah, and thinking, oh, this is hot. And may I point out, he is much more effective at flirting and come-ons in this scene. Blitz is clearly getting off on it, he loves it, he's kind of grinning and kind of sweating and liking it, so it works. He is a much better flirt now, he's learning. And it was just so nice seeing them be reunited with their kids. Like you said before, Blitzhole, we're getting our daughters back. And Stolas seeing him as this kind of hunky action hero with his shirt ripped open.
Burnt off and ripped, yeah. Surrounded by fire.
I know, it was great. Just him rescuing Stolas from the fire. And admittedly, it's only human fire, so it probably wouldn't harm either of them. But it's still, the gesture was there. He's saving Stolas, because of course Stolas doesn't know that he saved him from Stryker the first time round. And just seeing their daughters get on so well too, showing that despite the huge social gulf, all of these characters have far more in common than they think. And they will make a great family one day.
I feel like I need to rewatch all the episodes. You've sold it to me.
Well, it is fantastic.
It is fantastic. And I enjoyed the trip. Mm. That's the thing. I always enjoy the trip. I forget stuff. But then I enjoy rewatching the trip.
Well, we've already mentioned the shitty sex with Chaz in X's and O's, so we don't need to dwell on that.
Let's not.
Yeah. So next time we see Stolas is in Western Energy, which is the episode where Stryker kidnaps him.
Yes.
And
he eats pate for his life.
And it's so horrible and disturbing seeing Stryker torturing him and breaking his leg. I mean, don't get me wrong, Stolas gives as good as he gets, kind of criticizing him and pointing out he's a hypocrite, but he is clearly in pain and trying not to cry, and it's just awful. And Stryker saying he's going to cut his eyes out as a trophy, just the whole scene is just vile.
I hate Stryker with a passion.
And just knowing that Blitz has no idea that any of this is going on, because he leaves it with Moxie and Millie, because one, he's busy with Luna getting her shot, yeah. But also he doesn't believe that Stolas can be seriously injured. So when it comes to that bit in the hospital when Stolas is basically fighting for his life, he just looks so broken and traumatized. And you can see him kind of going back in memory to times in his life where this has happened to him before with other loved ones. And don't forget, he would have had to drive back in that van. So that would have been absolutely soaked in Stolas's blood and feathers. So that would have just been awful. Since we saw how bad he was by the way that Moxie and Millie were looking at him. I mean, we only got a glimpse of him on the stretcher, but we saw he was covered in blood and broken-legged, etc. I mean, I do feel really sad for Stolas when he's in the hospital bed when he asks Blitz to visit him, and then Blitz just sends that one, what was it, get better soon or something, spelt really badly, and then he doesn't send another message. But this is due to Blitz and his trauma. I don't think it's him being a cunt. Although,
is it?
Yes, I think so. He just doesn't know how to process it, that somebody else that he loved nearly died because, well,
not
he,
him.
Well, I suppose at this point, he doesn't really know that it's because of him, because obviously Stryker tried to kill him before. So he probably just thinks Stryker's some random loony with a grudge, because he has no reason to say, know that it was Stella, because Stella still hasn't told him, and obviously hasn't told Via or indeed anybody.
Yeah.
Although, I can understand why people weren't very happy with Unhappy Campus, because not only does it have that fake out where you think he's visiting Stolas in the hospital when he's just looking for Barbie. I know, that was irritating as heck, but it's just not mentioned and it isn't picked up again until Oops, when we learn from Stryker that it's only been a week since that. So it was just like,
what? It's been 1 week.
Yeah. One week since you broke my leg. Duh, 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 duh. Stupid cowboy, I wish you were dead. I don't know. But I think it was...
That needs work.
Yeah. And not one of my...
Sorry about that.
Not one of my better improvs. So on one hand... Yeah, it's frustrating that Blitz didn't see Stolas in the hospital, and also he seems to have healed really quickly, but then I guess he's royalty, so he probably has the best sort of doctors and things that money can buy.
Wow.
But this episode is really important because it shows how both of them see their relationship. So you have Stolas admitting to Ozzy that he's developed feelings for Blitz, but he doesn't feel like they're reciprocated.
Yeah.
And after he's cleared up with Ozzy that he doesn't want him to give him a love potion or anything, that he just wants an Asmodean crystal so he can carry on his business and just no longer feel obliged to him. Meanwhile, where Blitz and Fizz are, Blitz is going on about how Stolas doesn't care about him, that just sees him as a bit of rough. And then he starts listing all these sweet things that Stolas does, which show that he cares. And Fizz is getting it, yeah. Like saying, oh, he laughs at my jokes. He asks how my day was. He likes my social media posts. And Fizz is like, oh, no, of course he doesn't care. And he's like, he does. Stop being stupid.
You don't like my social media posts.
Yes, I do. But I think it was a good choice having Stolas not realise that Blitz was there as well, because it shows him doing something for Ozzy that he thinks he's not going to benefit from. And I think it's important having them establish relationships that are apart from each other. So hopefully, as well as Blitz mending his relationship with Fizz, you'll have him getting a relationship with Ozzy, and they are in the same boat after all. But last but not least, in terms of the chronology, there. I'll just get some water. Yeah. You have Blitz reacting when he finds out that Ozzy and Fizz are indeed a loving, committed couple. And he scowls at them and he calls them fucking hypocrites because he is still hurting from what they did to him and Stolas. And he partly blames them for driving Stolas away because their relationship has never been the same since that.
And of course, you're being pussies about it.
And of course, we have the music video, which, don't get me wrong, was beautiful and full and everything, but it did just tell us what we...
It just didn't feel like canon.
Yeah, I can see that, because it's written by Paranoid DJs.
It felt like fanfic.
It doesn't have... I mean, I really love that song and that... and the visuals and everything, but I can understand why you felt that way. And it just tells us what we already knew, that he'd been given the crystal by Ozzy and that he's going to give it to Blitz in the next episode. And I'm really hoping that Full Moon is just going to be the events of the series, but from Blitz's perspective. So the way...
That'd be a bit boring.
No, not really, because you've had the circus, which was all about Stolas and how he sees it. And now we're finally going to get some answers about how Blitz sees it. So when he fell in love, how he fell in love, and what he's been doing up until this point. And I would just love to see some of their meetings, what they do on the full moon nights, because we know they don't just bang. We know that they've been doing other things together. So... just seeing them build a relationship.
Can't you just let your brain fill the holes?
Oh, no.
No, I mean, like, can't you just let your brain, you know, fill in the coupley stuff?
But we know...
It's not driving on the plot.
We know that they're going to have a romantic duet. Well, I don't know whether it's going to be romantic per se. I'm hoping it could well be... This being Blitz, it could just be him kind of sniping or shouting or taking things the wrong way.
Well, Stolas sings beautifully.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God, I'm just thinking of that. Oh, Doctor, I'm in trouble.
Oh, don't do that. But either way, so this is bringing us up to date with Stolas. They are my favourite fictional couple in anything ever. It's been a privilege to follow them. And we are roughly like the halfway point of the series, because there's going to be 4 seasons or so, we've been told. So this is definitely the make or break section of the story where their relationship's concerned. So we're excited.
Yay. Sorry, I'm genuinely excited. I've just got sinusitis.
Okay, but we are nearly on 40 minutes. So...
Yeah, so wrap it up, gal. I'm hungry.
Okay, right. So love you guys.
Love you.
Happy Valentine's Day. Celebrate it as you would. And yeah, rewatch Hell of a Boss because we're going to be doing it. So
let's just end with a Stolas and Blitz type kiss.
See you guys. Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you've enjoyed this podcast, don't forget to subscribe. And you can also follow us on social media. We are at TentaclesNot on Twitter. And on Facebook, our page is called Not Just Tentacles. Speak to you soon. Bye.